From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Carter Wedeal. A proposal designed to add an extra layer of protection for domestic violence victims whose home addresses are hidden has made it to Governor Eric Greitens. Marshall Griffin has more.
Missouri lawmakers stepped in to help in the final weeks of session, attaching to two bills a proposal to bar judges from requiring a person to reveal a confidential address unless it's necessary to gather evidence for a court case. Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft sought the change and lawmakers' assist after a St. Louis judge ruled that a woman had not properly enrolled in the Safe at Home program and ordered her to identify where she lives.
If a court wants to require that an address be given out, they have to come to the Secretary of State's office and give us notice and allow us to argue before the court to say that that address should not be given out.
Attorney General Josh Hawley has appealed the judge's decision. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Missouri is adding six more counties to the number being assessed for damage linked to recent flooding and severe weather. That's according to Governor Eric Greitens. Greitens said in a statement the expanded survey comes as he prepares to make a request for a federal major disaster declaration. The latest counties in which preliminary assessments will be conducted for individual assistance involving damaged homes and personal property are Franklin, Iron, Lockleed, St. Louis, and Wayne. University of Missouri Interim Chancellor Garnett Stokes discussed the short-term proposed plans for MU's 2017-2018 budget at a forum yesterday. This included the 12% cuts across all departments that Stokes announced in an email last week. Stokes said there will be fewer than 100 people laid off at MU. The exact layoffs won't be announced until after the budget plans are finalized June 2nd. Stokes added she's encouraged by the MU community's engagement.
It makes me optimistic for where we're headed, though I don't want to diminish in any way the tough things we're going to have to do to get there.
Several members of the audience raised questions about exactly how much money 12% is for each department. There's one other forum later this morning before Stokes and other committee members send the finalized budget to UM System President Moon Choi on Friday. Numerous doctors from around the U.S. could become eligible to treat patients in Missouri's underserved areas as a result of a planned expansion of a First Amendment law aimed at addressing doctor shortages. The newly passed Missouri legislation would broaden the reach of a 2014 law that sought to bridge the gap between communities in need of doctors and physicians in need of jobs. That law created a new category of assistant physicians. That's for people who graduated from medical school and passed key medical exams but weren't placed in residency programs. But the law took nearly 2.5 years to implement. Missouri's new legislation turns back the clock, so those who became ineligible during that slow rollout can still qualify. Supporters have touted the law as a model for other states. I'm Carter Wedeal, KBIA News, Columbia.